produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Oh. Hold up the light. Hold up the light. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the light.
Everybody.
Hold up the light. Let your light shine around the world.
Good morning and welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity. And I want to remind you, as I remind you every week when I'm on, you have just landed in love. And we ask that you remember, by landing in love, you were made in this love, by love, and your purpose is to be love. From your heart center, be who you are through love. And we welcome all of you from around the globe. And my name is Imarza Jubilee, and I am an author, an inspirational speaker, a TV radio host, and I am a creative consultant here in Richmond, Virginia. And most of all, I am your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. We welcome you to our show today. We welcome you no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you reside on this planet, because we all are one. And when we remember that we all are one, we can go out in the world and be what the divine would have us to be. Now, in order to connect us, because we know that breath is life. Breath is life. So let's take a breath together. Breathe in and breathe out. Let's do that again. Breathe in and breathe out. And as you exhale, know that you are alive because of the breath. And you are worthy. You are worthy. And even though you might consider yourself to be ordinary, there are never any ordinary people on this earth. We all are extraordinary when we remember our divine nature and who has made us and who has put us together. The big G, I call it. The God and the Goddess that put us together as we are. We are divine. So when you live your life and we breathe together, remembering that breath is life and your life individually is meant to be lived in full expression. Full expression. However you want to do, whatever you're guided to do, you're breathing and you're worthy. And you are enough. Let's breathe again. And breathe out. And we are connected. And before we move on with the rest of our show today, I would like to thank Kayla Pageant, who is CEO of Finding My Way Radio Network out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Josie's Inspirational Network for allowing me to be on this platform. The opportunity has enhanced what I do and how I do it, and I've been given the opportunity to spread positivity all over the world and bring the light. And I always tell people that you are the light. You can be the light and not the lampshade. Be the one that brings the light and love wherever you are. So all of you across the globe, be a light where you are. Even in all these times of uncertainty, you still can be a light. You can be a light because you know who you are and you know who made you. You know who puts you together. And you are a masterpiece. Remember that. You're a masterpiece. No matter what color you are, no matter what race you are a masterpiece. So with all of that being said, there's a lot going on today, a lot going on around the globe. We are in a community together globally, and we're in a big shift. We are like all of us have been on retreat. We have been at a retreat. If you think of it like a retreat, we've had to go inside and look at ourselves individually. Individually, sometimes that has meant looking at our dark sides. Sometimes that has meant that we have had anger, we've had anxiety, we have fear. But I'm here to tell you, we always still have to follow God's will. So this is what's here now. And like I said before, we are on retreat. We have a choice. We can choose. Yes, we can. We can choose to stay stagnant in it and wallow in self-pity and wallow in the darkness, or we can choose another path. We can choose not to be a part of the problem. We can take another direction with our lives. And what we do, we cultivate. We don't have to be caught up in the anger and in the darkness that's going on or in the anxiety. We can choose, after sitting in prayer and meditation and looking for the answers, they will come if you ask for them. You can probe deep into the recesses of your soul and you can cultivate compassion. You can cultivate peace. And then from that comes abiding joy. You can have joy and you can be content. We become Christed. We become Christed. We become like Jesus the Christ. And what Jesus in the Lord's Prayer, he says this: forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, and I like to say negativity, deliver us from negativity. And so today, we're going to be talking about prayer. We're going to start off talking about prayer. We have a special guest that's waiting in the virtual green room who will be with us shortly, Ms. Shauna Haley. But before I do that, I want to read you a prayer that was, it's an old Christian prayer that was created by Dr. Joseph Michael Levy. And I'm going to read you, it's my adaptation of that prayer. So I've changed some of the words to it. I've had this for a long time, but I felt like this would be the show to read it on. And it goes like this. And remember, this is my adaptation. It says, love and light before me, love and light behind me, love and light at my left, love and light above me, love and light. Love and light is all that there is. Love and light is all that there is. Love and light beneath me. Love and light unto me. Love and light in the eyes of those who see me. Love and light in the ears of those who listen to me. Love and light in the heart of those who think of me. Love and light in the hearts of those who speak of me. And most of all, this is the part that I like. Love and light restores me to health. Love and light will always be in my heart. Love and light is within me. Love and light around me preserves me. Love and light before me leads me. Love and light near me and love and light rules me. Love and light beneath me. Love and light fortifies me. That's a great prayer. So today we affirm, I let the love and light of those who may I have offended unknowingly, that I may be a light unto them. And that's what our show is about. It's about being love and light. So that's the prayer for healing. It's a prayer for healing. And we accept all of that because we are created in love and we become the light when we recognize that about ourselves. So take whatever you like from what I've just said and put it as a practice in your life today of being the love and light. And don't forget, you're made in love. And you, when you're made in love, you come from your first nature, that we are divine and we are masterpieces. With that, all of that being said, we move forward. And as we told you, we had a guest in the virtual green room. And I'd like to introduce you to Shauna Haley, Sister Queen. She's a Sister Queen and she's the author of 4 books. She's a certified life evaluation strategist. She's a certified, evaluation. That's it. Correct me. That's good.
That's okay.
Evolution strategist. See, that's good. That's good. She's here with me so she can tell me what I need to say. She's a transformational success speaker, right?
Yes.
I got it right. And all I can say, she's a divinely inspired sister. And I met her, I have to tell you, I met her getting my hair did. we came to know each other from church as well. So welcome to our Love, Light, and Positivity. Welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I appreciate being here. Wow, this is awesome.
So what role has prayer, since we're talking about prayer at the top of the show, what role has prayer played in your life holistically?
Well, prayer is awesome because, you know, prayer is a place where I'm reminded of God's grace. Prayer is a place where I connect with my soul self, where I'm grounded and I'm rooted in what is right for me. When I pray, sometimes what I've learned over time is when I pray, I need to be silent after what I call affirmative prayer. Because I used to pray and beg at one time.
Uh-huh. So you used to beg God. Did you make deals with God and bargains?
Yes, yes, yes.
I think we all have bargained with God. If you do this, God, I'll be good over here, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
Or if you send me this, I'll be that.
Right. But once I understand the meaning of affirmative prayer, when I pray for something, is to believe I already have it. So it's not about asking for anything. It's just giving thanks for what I know is already present for me.
Yeah, giving thanks and affirming it, right?
Yes.
Lifting it up and it's already done.
It's already done.
And that's what some people get caught up into the bagging and they never move forward. Because, and then they get resentful because God, they have a, get angry at God. Because God, is that God supposed to be Santa Claus, right?
Right. But, you know, the thing about it is, too, when we pray and ask for something, It's almost like we believe that God is separate from us.
Okay.
And it says, the Bible said, greater is he that is in me.
Greater is he that is in me.
So if greater is he that is in me, it's already in me.
It's already there.
It's already there. It's present. So how can I make myself available to know that it's already there and work from that place?
And work from there. Y'all hear that, right? It's already there. We have to be grateful and thankful and affirm that we already got it. And
that's done.
And the energy that we have from that, it brings it to us.
Yes.
So moving forward now, what is the greatest truth that you embrace and live your life by now?
The greatest truth is that I am a goddess. I declare I'm free.
You're free.
When I take a look at you, Imagine, you multiply me.
Say that again.
When I take a look at you, you multiply me.
Okay.
We are one.
Yeah, we're one.
We're together.
Yes.
Approval from men, I seek not to incur. Because the God in me, love reflects and walks in her own destiny.
In her own destiny. Y'all hear that? Sister Queen, she's Sister Queen here talking about and affirming. And that's where we sometimes, I tell you what came to me in my meditation this morning. You know how the commercial that comes on Capital One, it said, what's in your pocket?
Right.
And they're talking about a credit card, right?
Yes, yes.
And I was sitting on this rock in the park, and what came to me, I'm saying, so what's in my world instead of what's in my pocket? What's in my worldview?
Right. Wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what kind of lens am I looking out of? And whatever our perception is what we bring forth.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at me and you see the good in me. And that's what I believe, that the divine wants us to see the good. Because you can't see it if you don't see it in yourself, though.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
You cannot see it.
You can't pour out of an empty glass, and you can't see in others what you don't see in yourself. So the work always begins within.
The work always. Girl, you got it going on. We have it going on. So I wanted to ask you, okay, so that's what you live by daily. So how did you come to know that, which path you needed to take, and what became your divine purpose?
Let's see. It began, I think it may be 4 or 5 years ago,
uh-huh.
Truly. You know, I grew up in church.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother always sent us to church. She always taught us how to read the Bible and sing the songs, I Surrender All, and, you know, all those things. But the breaking point for me, or the breakthrough point, I'm not going to call it
breakthrough.
The breakthrough point for me came when I invested in a business and lost all my money.
Oh.
Not only did I lose what I had, I lose what I had saved for the future.
Oh.
So it was at a point where I needed to start all over again, and I wanted to give up on life. I mean, I really wanted to just say, you know what, this is not going to work for me.
Okay.
And the spirit came to me through Dr. Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, you know, and all those people. I started really taking in what is it that I need to do moving forward. And one of the main things that happened is that the people that I taught had hurt me. There's a scripture in the Bible talk about in the sea of forgetfulness.
Uh-huh.
He casts all my sins.
Uh-huh.
So I started writing names on a sheet of paper, and I did an altar.
Oh, you did an altar. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wrote those names, and I said, I release you and I forgive you. With love, and I release myself and I forgive myself as well. And I think I did that for about 3 weeks. And I will take that sheet of paper every day and just put it in the water and let that be the sea of forgetfulness.
The sea? It was that's a neat idea.
It was about forgiving people.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it was right or wrong,
uh-huh.
It didn't matter.
Uh-huh.
And forgiving myself.
And forgiving yourself.
Yes. And at that point, I would say that I start really believing in my authentic nature. I started believing in love as the most powerful force in the universe. And then it came to the point where I believe, you know what? I'm a goddess.
Yeah.
I'm a goddess.
Yeah.
I'm a golden goddess. Why not live that way? If I believe I was a goddess, what would a goddess live like? If I believe I could have anything I want and prayer's already answered, what would that look like? How would I live? And I started seeing everyone in a different way.
You saw yourself first, though.
Exactly.
Yes, so you're first before you can see others.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you came to know, and then you started teaching others. You started doing it for others.
Yes.
So where did you start doing it for others?
I will have to say my book, the first book that came out.
What's the name of your first book?
Prism of Poems.
So where can people find it?
On Amazon.
On Amazon.
Yes. Prism of Poems, Lost and Found, a long name. Not from determination, but from devastation. I wasn't determined to find my way. I was devastated, so I had to find a new way.
You devastated. Look, we got, that's a tweet. That's a tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet moment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say to... how can people heal, or can people heal or transform anything, any form of negativity, no matter, even if someone had committed a crime that would be unthinkable? Can they transform that into something positive?
They sure can, and it depends on their focus. It depends on their desire, and it depends on what is it I want from life now? What do I want life to give me? I have to give it to life first.
You have to give it to life first.
So if I feel like I'm not loving, I'm not getting the love I need, then I need to be the one that give it.
Okay, I got you. Yes. Yeah, you have to reverse the roles.
Right,
there. Yes.
Right.
And you see, that's always the key to anything, I feel, because I've worked through things, and we could have a whole long, long hour show talking about the challenges that I've faced on my journey. And I hear you saying those same things. But you have to do the internal work first.
There's no way around it.
And it starts with self-love and bathing everything in love. And then you can move on with your life. So what are three rituals that you would recommend to people? If somebody's sitting out there listening saying, well, look, I don't know where to start. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. But where do I start? So what would you say to that?
Because most of what I focus is women, is showing them how to rise and enter into a passionate love affair with themselves daily.
Say that again. A passionate love affair with themselves
daily. Okay. You see, because we can't, we're on a global platform here, and we can't expect wounded women that feel broken, women that feel frustrated to walk around and create global change. So in order for us to do that, we have to fall in love with ourselves.
Fall in love with ourselves.
Yes. Yes. Focus on what is mine to do. Why am I here? And then daily, one of the things, the practices I do, is I make sure I get up every morning and I meditate. And I fill my mind with something positive. Not only something positive for me, but something positive. It's like, who shall I go to? What shall I say? Whose life can I touch and transform today? So I'm pouring into myself, but I'm aware that I need to be focused and aware that I need to pour into someone else. I'm here to serve.
You're here to serve. Mm-hmm. So you have prayer and meditation and listening to spirit.
Yes.
Listening to what it's saying to you.
Mm-hmm. And journal. Write down.
Yeah, okay, journal. I use that also as a tool. I also use journaling. And I find it, if I wake up, I have to wake up in gratitude. Because I'm alive. That means I still have work to do.
Yes.
And that's what I tell. My dad turned 95 years old on May the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to ask me, he said, daughter, why am I still here? Why am I still here? What am I supposed to be doing, right? So one of the things that I would tell him, I said, Dad, God ain't finished with you yet. You still here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen him happier than this last time, his last birthday. I have never known him to be that happy. He turned 95 because he usually don't like for us to celebrate his birthday. He got up, dressed up in his best outfit, and I think I put the picture on Facebook.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, you know, he was so happy to be 95.
Wow.
And he was happy to be 95, and he celebrated himself. I have never seen him celebrate himself.
Wow. That's
okay.
Awesome.
And so, you know, I know he's come through a lot of different things. He has a lot of different wisdom. So one of the things that I hear you saying, we have to really, really be grateful for where we are and use the challenges. Well, we take lemons and make lemonade, right?
Right.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the things that we have to keep in mind, too, where we are is where we are. And we have to start from where we are with what we have.
Start from where we are with what we have.
Yes. Realize I do have something to be thankful for.
Yes.
I mean, and what I call the sitting in the seat of appreciation.
Sitting in the seat of appreciation.
When I sit down and I feel like I want to rhyme and I want to complain about something, ask myself, what is it that I don't have to worry about in the next 24 hours?
Okay.
What is it I don't have to worry about right now? What can I give thanks for right now? You can give thanks for your health. You probably have a place to live. You have some food to eat. In 24 hours, God says, you know, I'll give you daily bread. You have things today. You don't have to worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will take care of itself.
Tomorrow will take care of
itself. Because I think this Bible said that somewhere.
Yeah. And the thing of what I hear you saying is being in the moment.
Yes.
Being grounded in the moment. Because sometimes we have a tendency to be reviewing past experiences, or we somewhere in the future where we doubting things, or we go back to some traumatic experience and then we wallow in it because of the pain. We create our own suffering.
Yes.
So being in the moment and being in gratitude. You always get more when you thank God for what you have.
Yes, and it always comes around anyway.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I share a poem about being present in the moment?
Yes, yes.
It's called Now.
Uh-huh.
Take a breath in this moment. Life is precious now. There's no need to store it. In nature's walks, around sound is at its peak. I lift my eyes to heaven as I humbly speak. Oh, Father, Mother God, you are my rock and my light.
Oh,
an immense God, give me wings of flight. I don't have to feel discouraged or lonely, for you are my source, my strength, and my glory. And we all need to take a breath in this moment. I asked my angel how. He said the love, honey, that flows in you also flows in me. Universal love is the breath we all take. If that air was removed, what type of love would that create? So I said to my angel, tell me more. They said, my dear sister, let your love soar.
Let your love soar. That is so beautiful. And I just got an idea. So when we finish this interview, I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
But that was simply beautiful. And I appreciate the poetry because I'm a poet myself.
Yes.
And I like the lyrical rhythms. And it's so much message that you can convey because in a poem, you know, just writing what comes and put it in verse and people listen to it. And that was so beautiful. And I know my audience appreciate it. So what do you teach people about codependency? Do you run into your clients that have codependency or rescue issues?
I will say yes. I was one of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, codependency is, I think, is from a point where you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in your own work. You believe that you have to give a part of yourself in order to shine, so to speak, lack of a better term. So codependency for me meant that I was putting up with a lot in relationships just to make sure I was never alone. Because codependency, if you're not careful, because it can come in different forms, part of it for me was I always felt like I don't want to be abandoned.
And you don't want to be abandoned, okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. So that's how it showed up for me. And I didn't realize it until years after, you know, going into the cycle of different relationships. It's like, why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing
this?
That's
a good question.
Yeah.
It?
Once you start asking questions, you know, answers come if you really want to know.
Oh, yeah.
So why are you doing this? Why do you feel like you have to be here? You know that you can take care of yourself. You know that you can do a lot of things. You know you have a lot of skills. Why don't you just go ahead and speak up? Show up. Wake up to the truth of who you are. And then it broke me down. Before I was able to get built up in that area. And, you know, transformation is not all at one time. Transformation is over time.
And so it's a process.
It's a process.
Yeah, because sometimes we can't take all of it at one time.
No.
So you have some wonderful skills. You're a beautiful writer. And then you're a sister queen on top of that. So how can people get in contact with you?
They can go to Prism of Transformation, like the prism color, prismoftransformation.com. Or Shauna Halley, if they pull me up on Google, Shauna Halley, I show up and all my different platforms show up there.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So I would suggest to you out there that you would get in contact with her and to really just decide that you're going to have someone to assist you in what you're doing as well, whatever you have in your life. And it's been such a pleasure to have you. This was good.
Yes, I love it.
This is one. We might have to have you back for another show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was really, really, really well. Mm-hmm. And I want to leave right now. You got the contact information about Shauna. So what I want to leave you with is for you to go out and look at where you are. Examine where you are and what you are reflecting in the world. Are you reflecting a Christ-like spirit? Or are you reflecting negativity with all the uncertainty that's going on now? Go out and be who you really are. And that requires that you be, first of all, your love. Be the love and light for someone else to see. And pray and meditate and journal. And be the best version and the highest version of yourself. Today we've given you information and some tools on doing that.
And we thank you for listening to us. And we say bless you all over the world, wherever you are today. And thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time on Love, Light, and Positivity. And this is your host, Imagine Jubilee. I am embracing all of you and sending all of you love.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.